Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Day one listeners, big up yourself. And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you so, so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. Do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. Yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. Happy Super Bowl weekend Saturday. How y'all feeling? All right. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something before I go into the day one listeners. Big up yourself, right? Before I get there, your auntie, okay, learned who was playing in the Super Bowl. I need you to understand that's a lot, because I never know until I turn the game on. But someone told me it's the Chiefs and somebody else. All right, okay, so day one listeners, big up yourself. And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you so, so much for being here. Hit that subscribe button, that way you'll be notified as soon as your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. All right, what's up, y'all? Achieba Chiba, y'all. It's the weekend, y'all. All right, it's the weekend. Okay, I'm so, so super excited about this weekend, because ladies, I am going back in. I'm working from home again, right? My job was like, we're sending you home. And I was like, whoa, okay. All right, I'll go home if y'all want me to. Okay, I'll go home if you want me to. Okay, right? So I went out of there kicking and screaming like, no, 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 don't send me home to work in my pajamas. No, 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 no. All right, I wouldn't be in the office, right? And low-key, I think that some people can work from home and some people can't. It depends on how you're made. But I also think that there's a bunch of people who don't like being in the house with the people that they say I do to. So work is an escape, and being a, you know, in a work environment and away from home is their escape. And I get it. I get it. Make your safe place your own. I remember when I hated going to the place that I paid for, because I could not stand looking at the person that was in that house. So I can identify. I can identify. I hated going home. Now, if you're new here, you might not remember, like way, 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 way back when, I used to do these podcasts, you know, like way, way, way back then. We like over 300 podcasts, but I could not stand the person I was with at that time, and I just wanted them to get away from me, and I didn't know how to do it. But really, honestly, it was nothing to do it but to do it, right? Say, all right, this is not working. I've been with you since I was a kid. This is not working. But I just could not understand, like, why am I paying for a place and I don't even like the person in? What is, you know, I don't like the person in it. You know, it was just weird. So I can identify with someone who is in a home and they don't like the person that they're in the home with. I get it. I was there. I was there. It was a miserable time, but way, way back when, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I'm not editing. We good, right? Way, way, way back when I first started doing the podcast, I would talk about how miserable I was and how I had spent so many years, y'all, being upset, miserable, all of that stuff. Ooh, child. It was terrible. It was a rough, rough time in my life. And after that, I was determined I used to listen to Mary J. Blige all the time. What's up? With my day one listeners, y'all remember? And I just wanted to be happy. So when she made that, I Wanna Be Happy, yay. It's a Wanna Be Happy. That My Life album, that was my life. And I would just play because I wanted to be happy. I just wanted to be happy. Life is a shorty, shouldn't be so rough. If you're new here, I'm from Brooklyn, so I talk with my hands. It just is what it is, right? I'm gonna talk like this, right? So yeah, that's how it is. I know how it is when you don't want to go home to work, but I'm gonna be working from home. I like my home. I love my home. I love being home. I love going out, doing my shopping or what have you. But I like being home because I'm comfortable. I'm cozy. And I'm comfortable up in my peace. Which leads me to the conversation at hand. Okay, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to the subject. Don't be doing auntie like that. Some people are like, is she ever going to get to the subject? She keep beating around the bush. Listen, I'm the auntie. Okay, and all aunties beat around the bush and then they get to the point. Okay, but the point is, I want to talk to you today about being happy in your home and making sure your environment is a nurturing environment so that you can be comfortable, restore your batteries, and so our children can be comfortable and restore their little batteries too, right? They need to come home and relax too. They do. They don't need to be stressed out in their house either. This is why in the beginning I was big on telling you, watch your mouth, watch how you talk to my babies. Okay, if you can't control yourself, excuse yourself. Okay, figure it out. Put your earbuds in, listen to some music, do something to get your mood right. Okay, because our babies need to unwind too. They need a soft place to land too. They do, because you are the divine feminine. You are the mother, baby. This is what we do. And not all of us know how to do it, right? We really, really don't. Let me see if I can move this just a little bit here. Yeah, for you in podcast where I'm filming this, it will be on YouTube. Okay, so I'm just trying to fix my camera, child, making sure I look all right. Alright, y'all want to see your auntie? We got a YouTube channel called Single Moms Conversations with Kina. It's the old logo, which I may bring back with the lady drinking the coffee, right? I may bring that back because I kind of like to. And Petty Wop is on the side. Y'all know Petty Wop is always going to be there, right? Petty Wop is the one who taps us on the shoulder and be like, girl, check yourself, right? So, we're going to talk about environments. Right, and I'm kind of going to do a spin on a podcast I did before about how, you know, when I lived in the housing projects, that I ain't gonna be there. I didn't want to be there, y'all, but I knew I also didn't want to be in an ugly apartment either. Right, so even when I had old used furniture, someone gave me some furniture, right, because I didn't have anything. I was pregnant when I got there, and I have nothing, y'all. Nothing at all, no money to get it. I got sick during the pregnancy, so I had to stop working, and I didn't realize at the time I was with a whole entire bum who would not get a job and buy a couch, right? Didn't understand, you know, what was going on. This is why I tell you, I was every mother. And what had happened was, someone worked on a furniture truck and they gave me, they used to move people, and somehow some furniture got left or what have you. So they called me up and was like, do you want these couches? And I was like, yeah, I'll take the couches, you know, but the BUM that I was with was like, I don't think she's gonna like it. So they called me directly, you know. I was like, what do you think? So I was like, no, I don't care what they look like, because we don't have couches, so I'll take them. So they brought the couches and I cleaned them as much as I could. I brought that spray stuff and wiped them down and cleaned those couches up. Yo, I had a black table set. I spent like $100 on. I had black dishes. I had a black rack in the in the kitchen. You know, the dish rack. Because during that time, black was in, black and white in your house. Oh my God. And the sofa set was gray and it was dark. And my bedroom set was gray and black and gold, just like the sofa set. I don't even know how that happened, but it matched. And we was okay. I was okay. But it's not what I wanted. But I cleaned up what I had. And child, I put a gray rug down and a fake plant. Boom. And that's what I did. And that was it. That was the gist of it. It was cool. I was chilling, right? But when I could do better, I got an income tax check. I had to pay my school some money because I was in college and I had to stop in order for me to go back to school because I was trying to do better. I had to pay them like $600. So I paid them the $600, which was mad money back then. Come on, this was the 90s, right? And then I got the sofas that I wanted. I got the chairs that I wanted. I got everything that I wanted. And not to mention the bum came with me when I was buying the stuff. And he thought he had an opinion. And I was like, no, you don't have an opinion. You do not have an opinion. Yo, this one was a mess. He actually tried to claim my child 6 months out the year. I was like, you cannot claim my child 6 months out the year because I take care of her, right? You cannot claim her. I take care of her, right? So yeah, it was a mess. It was a mess. Yo, they say the babies, when you have a baby, it changes the dynamics of the relationships. But no, the dynamics is there a lot of times, but when you have a child, you really start to see things for what they really are in life, right? Anyway, let's get back into my business. So I ordered some couches that were willow and tan, and I got a cream colored chairs for my kitchen, you know, my dining room set. And he was like, oh, what you gonna do is mess it up. You ain't buying nothing, so shut up. I brought me a dryer. I got me a deep freezer for groceries because we lived in the project, so if the elevator's out and we got no food, we gotta carry stuff up 6 flights of steps, so we need to make sure we got food in the house, you know. So I'm thinking, as the leader that I am, I want to make sure everything is good. And another goal that I had was to make sure my first daughter's environment was good. I didn't like living out in, you know, where I was in the project. Y'all already know. Hold on. So again, like y'all already know, I really didn't like living in the projects, but I made sure my environment was inside when I could step into my house. Was a place where I could relax. It was a place where I could take care of my daughter. It was a beautiful environment that I could be in, a place that I really and truly loved being in. And I had quality furniture. My environment was beautiful. It was so beautiful that I had someone come to my house to visit, and she lived in a house. She owned her house, and she came to visit my little apartment in pink houses, right? And she was like, why would you fix up a housing project apartment? Why would you put any money in it? And I said to her, if I lived in a roach motel, I can assure you it's going to be a beautiful roach motel, right? If I live in a closet, it's going to be beautiful. I'm going to put some love on it because I live here and this is an environment for my child. Of course, she was never invited back to my home. She could never come back, but this is how nice it was. You could step in and forget where you were, but trust and believe, when you stepped out, you knew exactly where you was at. Understand, right? Trust and believe, when you stepped out that door, you knew where you was at, right? But I did that until I could do better. I made sure the environment was a place for that, me and her, because you know, eventually I got rid of the bum, for me and her to recharge and to reset and have a great weekend. All we used to do is just scurry quickly, go in that building, go in the elevator, go upstairs, take our shoes off, you know. At the door, you had to spray them down or what have you, and then come and step into our world and separate our world from what was going on outside. Does that make sense? Right? So I'm here to tell you, as the great alchemist, the great mothers that you are, no matter where you are in life, no matter where you live, right, it's still feasible, still something we should be doing in terms of, well, let me say that right, because I'm not editing this. We still are responsible for making sure the environment inside the home is comfortable, safe, organized, a soft place to land for our babies, a place for us to recharge, a place for us where we could just sit down and relax and be comfortable in our own environments, right? This is how we are able to go back out into the world and do what we do, make that magic, make that money, right? We have to make sure we are doing this. And it doesn't have to be by a whole new set of furniture. It could just be neatening up the place, putting a plant someplace, changing things around to move the energy around. There's different ways that you could do this, mother. You are the great alchemist. You are the great mother. You can do it, right? You can. You can. And this way, you know what, when it comes to disciplining our children and teaching them and just being mother, nurturing them, we are doing it in a peaceful, beautiful environment, and we are operating out of love, right? Less chaos, the better you can think. Yo, picture, just think all the stuff that you could do when your environment is good, where you lay your head. Shake those pillows out, get that energy off of those pillows. Whatever came in, get that residue off, right? Y'all know I'm big on energy, right? You are the great mother. And this is another one of our responsibilities. This is what we gotta do, right? I expect greatness from you. I love you, okay? All right, so on that note, I'm about to head over to Roses, because Roses remind me of Bobby's on Church Avenue, but, you know, a smaller version of it. So I'm going to head to Roses. I'm going to see what they got in there for me today. And I'm going to come back and do some cleaning and just get into my weekend. All right. I want to thank you so much for being here, ladies. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. And ladies, if no one has told you today that they love you, I need you to understand that your auntie loves you. Okay. And I will talk to you soon. All right. Peace. Peace. Sunshine.